The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Our friend Jim Van Stone from Monumental Sports and Entertainment is going to join us coming up at 9:25. But right now it's time for EB's entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Mm-hmm. That's right, Cakes. BMW of Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner. That means that's the only one around here. For the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine, get over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the big dog over there, general manager. Check them out at BMWOfFairfax.com. Maybe you want to drive in one of their electric vehicles. My buddy's got the i7. I got the X5. I love it. I might go back to the 5 Series, just like the sedan, mm-hmm. next go around. I don't know.
I had one of those, I don't know, 15 years ago.
It's a great car. I mean,
maybe
I had
maybe not 15 years.
Four of them. But
yeah, they're nice.
I wanted to do something different.
Nice.
But I might want to go back to just the sedan. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you have options.
Yeah.
You never know.
Keep us posted on that.
Keep those options open.
You never know, Cakes. All right. Yeah, this is kind of shocking. I saw this yesterday. Valdez has it. I assume he's putting this in some sort of order. I don't know. Jim Carrey is making his return to the Sonic franchise. Okay. And what's interesting about this is in 2022, he said he was basically probably retiring from acting. But here he is. He's back. And he says, yeah, he needs the money.
He's at least honest.
And I think the guy's made something like $300 million.
That's a lot of dough.
What's he done with his cash?
I don't know. I know he has a massive car collection. I think that's one thing he's got. He's selling a home somewhere. I don't know if it's in Hollywood. Selling some massive home. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, whenever you see images of him, he's always flying private somewhere. You know.
Man, I just need to be his money manager.
Right? How do you blow through $300 million?
And look, they've already done 2 Sonic the Hedgehog movies, and it's shocking how much money these movies have made. The first one made $320 million. The second one made $405 million. So if he needs money, and they're coming out with the third installment,
mm-hmm.
Of course he's going to say yes, right?
Yeah, of course.
How can he not? How can he turn that down?
Well, I know, but if he didn't need the money, he might not.
Well, it sounds
if
like
he needs the money,
now,
then yeah.
Who knows?
He needs to make a Grinch.
He could just be joking around.
He needs to make a Grinch, too. That's what he needs to do.
Well, that would be another massive payday, I'm sure.
Fantastic. I got to watch that this holiday.
Is Jim Carrey still funny, Cakes?
Not as funny.
Yes.
Because you know who's not as funny? Eddie Murphy.
I think as you get older, you lose it.
Eddie Murphy lost his funny because he got a little too sophisticated. He got a little too bougie. Okay. He lost his funny.
I still think I was near him when he was checking into MGM National Harbor a few months ago. I'm standing by that story. Sticking by it.
I mean, maybe it did. Who knows?
Maybe not. Probably wasn't. Yeah, I still think Jim Carrey, still funny. If he came in here and did Fire Marshal Bill, you would be laughing your balls off.
He just might not have the energy to do it like he did when he was 30 years old.
He's probably not still.
He's 62.
Is he still as creative and all as he was before? Who knows?
Did he go through some big divorce or any like lawsuits?
I think he's had a lot of stuff. I think all of that.
Drugs? Did he have drug issues?
I think so, yes. I think everything you say is yes.
Okay.
I think, remember he had a woman that accused him of giving him like STDs.
I don't know.
A woman that killed herself, and everyone basically blamed him for it. Yeah. Like, he's had a lot going on.
On Yes Man. Pretty funny movie.
Didn't see that.
It's good.
Check
it out.
Are you a Selena go? I know you like the younger set. I know that's kind of your thing.
This is all alleged. You can't prove
it. It's not alleged. You've said it on the air. Said it on the air back in the day.
The only person that can track down those comments is named Matt Valdez, as far as I know. And he is quite the show archivist.
I mean, you liked him at 18. But, like, were you a Selena Gomez person?
What was the show on Disney that I used to watch with her?
Don't know.
My daughter's watched it.
Not really the biggest Selena Gomez.
You're not a
mark.
Big Selena Gomez mark. All right. Well, she's off the market. She's engaged to Benny Blanco.
Benny Blanco. I've heard that name. I don't know why he's famous.
Well, wasn't there Benny Blanco in the Johnny Depp movie? Remember Benny Blanco from the Bronx? That's the name he used.
Is that from
when Nick Turturro shot the guy at the end?
It's the mob movie with Johnny Depp. Why am I spacing on the title?
Yeah.
Donnie Brasco,
right? And I was Nick Turturro, and he said, "Hey, remember Benny Blanco from the Bronx?
I remember something from
a movie.
Wow.
I only have the most photographic memory for Goodfellas mob movie. I don't know that much about The Godfather. Don't have a lot on Donnie Brasco, but I know Goodfellas.
I believe that's one of the rare scenes I could recite.
I give you props for that. Well done.
Thank you.
You're a cinematic tour de force right there.
No. Yeah, well done. For a moment.
Yeah.
But Benny Blanco's like a musical producer.
Oh, okay.
You know where Benny Blanco's from?
The musical producer?
Benny Blanco is from Seabrook, Maryland.
No, he's from Reston, Virginia.
Oh, so he is local.
He's a local.
I don't know
how long he was in Reston. It just says he was born there, so.
Did he go to high school there, I wonder?
Doesn't say.
Yeah, I have seen interviews with him, and you've heard a million of his songs because he's worked with all the biggest artists.
Mm-hmm.
I think he might be a genius.
He might be?
He might be a genius.
I don't know one thing about him other than that he's from Reston, Virginia, and he's about to marry Selena Gomez. Right. I know two things about him.
Right. Cakes, probably disagree with this, but I actually agree with it. Elton John is going on record. Now, we know he's gone blind in one eye.
Okay.
Right? But hopefully it's only temporary. He says the legalization of marijuana in America and Canada is one of the greatest mistakes of all time. Hmm. I happen to agree with him.
That's your guy, Elton John.
Elton John's my guy. Now, he's a guy that knows. Now, he has different reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't like the odor of it, and I think it's stupid to endorse just to have the whole world be stoned.
Mm-hmm.
But, okay. He says, he thinks it leads to other things. He made a million bad decisions when he was on drugs, and it's just catastrophic. I happen to think he's right.
Well,
but more importantly, I hate the smell.
To push back on that, people could say the same thing about the legalization of alcohol.
100%.
So,
but
I mean,
that's already
if you embrace alcohol, I don't think it's that much further to embrace weed.
It's just
personally.
That, but does it? If let's say you already made a mistake, let's just make another mistake. Like, I agree with you. You could break the same argument about alcohol.
Yeah.
I stipulate to that. You want to just double down on it and now do it the same thing with
I'd say weed and alcohol basically like hand in hand. They're both recreational drugs.
Right. You're pro recreational. Would you smell alcohol or weed in the city? Doesn't bother you?
Doesn't bother me one bit.
I don't like it, but it doesn't bother me.
I mean, I notice it, but it doesn't bother me.
It bothers you in what way?
It angers me. It's just, you know what? It makes me think. It's trifling.
I smell it every day walking from here, the building, to my car.
Yeah.
Because everyone in these buildings are smoking it off their balconies.
I just think it's trifling. Anyway. I like that. He's my guy.
I do wish I had gotten into the weed business, because every time I drive by the dispensary in the old town, so many people just going in, coming out with their brown paper bags.
Right.
It's a good business to be in.
Wizards, okay. Wizards of Waverly Place, by the way. Okay.
That was your jam?
That was on my mind, sorry.
I was a blues group.
The Alex Sars and Bilal Kubalis of Waverly Place.
Correct.
Yeah.
And say, Wizards of Waverly Place was better than the Wizards.
How dare you?
For Selena, you got Only Murders in the Building.
That's right. I've seen that. I'm not up to date with the latest season, but
man,
I've watched
done
some
a
of
lot.
That.
She's
kind of funny.
A lot of stuff.
By the way, why? What's going on? There's a big to-do going on.
Well, JVS is here, and also there's some students that are
following JDS around.
Not just following JVS, but are interested in radio and television.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Student, high school students or college students?
No, college students.
Tell them to get into finance.
So they want
to
watch a high-quality radio product.
Yeah,
while it's happening.
Change your major. If there's still time, your major.
What schools?
One just graduated from, I think it was Jefferson.
Go back.
And then the other one just finished his first semester at UGA.
Oh, he's got plenty of time to change.
Yeah. Stay down there. Don't come back up here.
Get a business or econ degree or something. Stay out of this dead business.
Get those mass comm degrees.
Work for Kirby Smart.
Just a couple others. I know, Valdez, are you a big Friday Night Lights, Mark? I think you might be, right?
Yeah, I watch Coach Taylor.
Well, he clearly does. He knows the coach's name.
Riggins. Everyone has to love Riggins.
I was big on the Friday Night Lights movie. I didn't watch the series.
The NBC series
was really good.
The series was awesome.
It ran from 2006 to 2011, and it's coming back.
Ah, they're rebooting it.
The Peacock.
Very good.
I think
New episodes, like
reboots.
Yeah.
Oh, they're reboots. Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Now,
if you're into that series,
I would like it if it was like a documentary, but it's fictional, right?
It's definitely fictional.
Let's do a documentary.
Well, the movie was based off of a true story.
Mm-hmm. Right.
About, was it Dallas Carter and
Permian?
Permian. That's based off a true story.
Right.
So should I go to all these weed heads that are calling in upset?
Yeah, they're all probably all calling in the same thing. They want to correct you.
Okay.
About?
They can't correct me on my opinion. Mike. EB is wrong, is what it says. Mike.
Mr. Bickle.
Yes,
good morning.
Sir. Hello,
Mike.
How are you?
I'm great. Hey, that movie wasn't Donnie Brasco.
Oh, is that what they're
called? Carlito's Way.
Carlito's Way, yes.
Carlito's Way.
Carlito.
See that one? Carlito's Way?
That's Al Pacino.
I think I saw it, but I can't remember it.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was wrong.
Depp was Donnie Brasco, though.
That's correct.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, no, I confused you by saying Johnny Depp. Right. Yeah.
Come on, Benny Blanco. Have a good day.
All right,
Benny Blanco. Yeah.
Oh, I thought everybody was calling this to
Carlito.
Give me a hard time about weed.
I'm sure they probably would like to fight
the weed people. And last but not least,
they would call, but they're not that motivated to call.
They're not up yet.
Exactly.
They forgot the number.
Exactly. It's great for society. Valdezzi, do you believe that Netflix, after the Jake Paul debacle, can broadcast these Christmas Day games without another similar situation?
No, I'm very fearful. I'm very fearful of this. The NFL is a totally different animal compared to that Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah, but that Tyson Paul fight, think about how many people tried to check it out? Wasn't it like 50, 60 million or something like that? I mean, a similar number. It wasn't like it was 1 million pay-per-views, because remember, it was like free to all subscribers, right? It was a lot of people.
Well, how many subscribers do you think are going to be watching the NFL? A lot?
A lot. Probably a similar number,
especially
though.
Christmas night or the second game. Christmas day, a little different because, you know, you're opening presents at 1 o'clock maybe. Christmas night, 4:30 game, I would think that especially Baltimore fans.
Yeah, it will suck if we have a buffering issue or, the screen's all pixelated or whatever.
Well, didn't they just put together the announcing crew, the other day?
Who's it going to be?
They've got a lot of people working on Christmas Day shows.
There's like 20 people. I think Mina Kimes, Kay Adams.
Robert Griffin III.
RG3.
Yep. Oh, Manti Te'o and his imaginary girlfriend.
They hired RG3.
They hired Bert Kreischer and Nate Bargatze to be like tailgate correspondents.
Yeah.
Great. That's brilliant.
Why haven't they hired the jokes? If you want to overpay us to work on Christmas Day, we are available.
Yeah.
I know it's too late for the 2024 edition. But I'm just throwing our hat in the ring for
later.
I used
to work Thanksgiving Day all the time.
You sure.
Wait tables.
Right.
Got paid double. Got set up time and a half is what I got.
It's good to get paid extra.
So let me ask you guys. You guys won't even do the Altcast without complaining. You're going to do a Netflix Christmas special?
I said, if they overpay us, willing to overpay us.
It'd have to be a big number, Drabby.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Valdez, what's the deal with the Ravens? So the Ravens are playing Christmas Day, which is a Wednesday.
Yeah. They have like 3 games in 10 days.
So when are they playing the following Sunday or they play the Sunday before that?
They play this Sunday and then I believe it's the Sunday before.
Okay.
They have the worst schedule to finish up the season with.
Have you lost a little zeal because of that?
Well, actually, they play the Saturday before that. So they give them a little bit of a break because they play Saturday the 21st, and then they play. So they don't make them play Sunday and Wednesday. They're playing Saturday and Wednesday.
No, that's just how the cookie crumbles, but it sucks that they got hoard with the schedule.
So I have lost a little of my zeal.
For what?
I picked the Ravens to win it all. I've lost a little of my zeal. Not offensively. I like them offensively.
Man, they got a tough one. They got to play the Steelers on a Saturday, and then 3 days later, got to play in Houston.
Well, they have a layup this weekend. Aren't they 15-point favorites on the road against the Giants?
Yes. You know what? This is what you should do. Put your entire 401k on the Ravens.
I'm not doing
money
that.
Line. No. Money line.
I ain't doing that.
That's the biggest sucker thing in the world. Yeah. The Ravens play down to their opponents all the time.
I know.
And John's notorious for looking ahead at the schedule.
That dude who put $3+ million on the Eagles last week, he was sweating because Xavier Leggett caught that ball. He's losing $3.1 million.
Hey, why did they say that Justin Tucker looked terrible in his interview? Did you see that? And a bunch of fans
He looked disheveled.
I saw the look. Did he sound disheveled? Or like, did he sound like
no,
loopy?
No, it was just a picture. People said he looked terrible. Yellow and he had bags under his eyes.
Oh. They're saying that maybe he had like a liver problem or something.
Yeah. Hey, Valdez fell into the loser talk trap. Teams all across the NFL play 3 games in 10 days. The Steelers do it. The Texans do it.
Is he making excuses over there?
It's the trap of anytime the team plays the Thursday game, they always say, oh, we're getting screwed. We're playing 3.
Well,
they all do it.
To end the season?
The Steelers are doing the same thing. 12-15, 12-21, 12-25.
He's kind of throwing it back in your face, Valdez.
Loser talk.
All right. Loser talk.
Hey, Valdez, Raven expert.
Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you think it's a sucker bet, I will put $100 up to your $5.56.
For
the Ravens just to win.
You just want his $5?
Yeah.
You want his $5.56 that much?
All right. It's because they're minus 1,800. Yeah, right, I'll put $100 up to your $6.
Oh, are you going to be so bitter when you give him $100?
Big Tommy DeVito fan this weekend.
If they lose to the Giants, Harbaugh should be fired.
He's a Hall of Fame coach.
He should be fired if they lose to the Giants. The Giants are the worst. The Giants are tanking because they want the number one pick.
Yeah. All right, coming up next.
Is that a bet?
It's a bet.
Yeah, you guys consummated it. You're good. Right. Yeah. Coming up next, joining us in studio, Jim Van Stone, President of Business Ops and Chief Commercial Officer at Monumental Sports and Entertainment. He's going to join us next here on The Fan.